start here. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Greg Cockcroft reading from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is The Atlantic. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from The Atlantic magazine.
Anything popular, stay away from.
Anything that's current, yeah.
Yeah, so and, you're going to say you can't.
And even, I mean, the little piece of music, I'm playing the middle of a song, the instrumental part of a vocal, but it's like an 8 or 9 minute. And it's from 1978, mm-hmm. from a British progressive rock band that nobody in the U.S. probably even. I mean, that's my taste.
Let's
in.
Let's play your music for all of them.
But
well,
officially, what remains of that band, if any of them are still alive, they could come after me if they really and say, stop doing that. Just like the politicians play music when they're coming on stage and sometimes grab music from people that
Celine
don't
Dion,
like
it. For instance.
Yeah.
Right.
But
since this is a non-profit, does that affect it?
Yes,
it does. It's not a profit making.
It's, we're on the line of
fully legal. You can always get a cease and desist.
And even the Atlantic magazine, the fact that I have a subscription to it, I bring it in here and read from it, I read from articles that they put online daily, not always just from the print magazine, but if they wanted to, they could probably stop me from doing the Atlantic magazine, because what we record as podcasts and broadcast from here, we're not really sure where it's going. I mean, somebody in next door to the Atlantic magazine in D.C. could be listening to this and say, hey, listen to this. And they could say, well, we don't really want you to do that.
But it'd be a pretty crummy thing for them
we're saying,
to
how can we get permission?
Well,
it's non-profit. We're not making money.
I think some of that is solved by NCRS does have subscriptions to some of the magazines that are read.
Oh, yeah.
Oprah and the Village or the New Yorker. And they, in fact, when I said to Guy, do you want me to start doing podcasts of the Atlantic magazine? Her first question was, do we have to get a subscription to it or can you just use yours?
Yeah.
And I said, I will continue to subscribe to it and I'll be happy to just use mine. Mm-hmm. She said, well, that solves.
Next donation?
That solves that. And if I had said, no, you must get a subscription, she may have said, well, I don't know if that's in our budget for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we also don't make any of those books that were recorded, the magazines, we don't put those out for people to just be able to get and read anytime they want. Those things are not, like, saved in the same way like your podcast would be saved.
Yeah.
So somebody can't go back and listen to that book. The book's copyrighted. You know, we don't want to be too exposed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those copyright things we keep in a special little place.
Yeah. So we're sort of tiptoeing right along the line of fully legal and maybe not quite always legal, I think. And I've never sat down with Guy and said, how do you decide, or you know, what is your understanding of this? But I think we're fine.
Unless they rate us, and then you
know. We'll let you know.
We'll jump out windows and stuff with headphones on.
Do you guys want to give it a try?
Sure.
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
I like the pause, as opposed to just doing the live stuff, the pause really gives you a lot of freedom. You can just say, I got a pause, or I just don't know what I just read.
So you end that
Yep.
And
set it up for, so they can, or let you,
like,
set,
they,
yeah,
like they've never.
He
so I'm.